Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
Hello, podcasters. Thank you for downloading the podcast. Appreciate you using your data so wisely. Don't forget, as well, here on the Listener app, we have our answers for tomorrow's Alpha Bucks games to make it easier to win the 50K.
I just got a request if I'm interested in this service, and I just think it's pretty cool, right? Mm-hmm. His name's Angus, mm-hmm. and he wants to know if I would like him to walk the dog, which I think is pretty cool. He's got an Instagram account, Happy Paws by Angus. Mm. But I just reckon that's a cool job, and apparently it's becoming more common as a job. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine runs a business. He works on radio. And he runs a business doing dog walking. Right. And apparently that's paying better than radio now.
Wow. As in he's like he's like the centre point, and then he has walkers who walk dogs for him?
Yes,
or he actually does the walking?
He does the walking and also have others walkers because they've got so busy. And they said during the pandemic, so many people bought dogs. So they would do like the doggy daycare and the walking. Mm. And said it's a fantastic business because I love dogs. Mm. But it's funny, I still can't, I get the giggles every time I see them walking because it's so America. When you're over in, you know, New York, you see so many professional dog walkers and they've got those 10 dogs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you see it here, you're like, do they all get along?
You would see the one sometimes going home outside Suncorp. So I see her sometimes.
No, I haven't seen her.
No. Yeah, and she's got the full, all the leashes attached to her belt and belt. 20 dogs all everywhere. Look, that's the other thing.
If you're fit.
You're fit. And if the dogs are good dogs, it's a fun job.
Well, I don't think you take it on. Like, I think you have a trial for some of the dogs, he was saying. And if they're not really, I guess, friendly in you.
I have a friend who takes their dog to a doggy daycare.
Mm. We used to.
So drops it off
we loved her.
During a day.
Yeah,
like every single day he works.
Yeah, we did. Mm. We used to do it. And you get discount if you book in for the full week. And then you do different times.
Get rebates from subsidy?
No. I put in all the forms for Medicare as well. Yeah, which went. Yeah. No,
but it is cruel to leave them at home for like 8 hours a day if you, you know, have to
It's
work.
Different these days as well, though. Like you've got to admit. Like when you first got a dog, you're like, I've got to go home. There's a certain time. It's crate training. And it's like this set as if there's a book now for it. Mm-hmm. Where crate training and all the rules and all that you couldn't do. But now it's like this gospel thing the same way that you, look after a baby.
Yeah. Well, let's be honest. A lot of it is built on businesses, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
You start that whole trend of doggy daycare. To keep that business alive.
Ash did say to me yesterday, and she was like, is that annoying? I said, no, I think it would be annoying if I had one kid, but I got three, I don't care. she was saying, she goes, oh, so what, is everything all right with COA? Because you know how yesterday I saw you guys, and I said, I've got another gig at night, so I'm not going to go home. Mm. And you said, Stav, you went, oh, yeah, because you know if COA sees you and stuff. She goes, everything all right with COA? Like, is he sick or something? I said, no, it's just if I go home and he sees me, then he doesn't want me to leave. And she goes, oh, I totally get it because I'm like that with my dog. And she goes, is that rude to say? I was like, no, do you know what? They're actually the same.
Pretty much.
Except you really can't. Well, you can't leave dogs now anyway. You know, it's exactly the same.
And if you get sick of your kid, you can't just take it to the RSPCA and say, find someone
else. You can't do that
else.
These days either, you know?
this didn't work out. Our personalities clash. Can you have it?
You know, but I've been putting a plate on the floor because our
dog. Son.
His name's himself Seth. I don't know where he's got that name from, but our son likes to pretend. Yeah, our son likes to pretend that he's a dog called Seth, so we put the plate on the floor.
Mm-hmm. That's not a very dog name.
It's weird, isn't it?
I don't think we have
a dog's name.
We have no idea where he's got the name from, though, Seth. We have no friends that are called that, no nothing. I didn't know if there was a TV show.
Not that I can think of, but.
Really like watch. Roger is a doggy name, I reckon.
Mm. Roger is a doggy name?
Roger?
Seth isn't?
Yeah, Roger's a full dog's name.
Roger the dog.
Seth is the name of, like, a naughty kid.
They're all naughty
kids
to you. I think just think Seth Rogen.
Mm. Seth Rogen. Nah, see, Harry I don't think is a naughty name.
No.
Harry.
Prince Harry, he was the
good Harry's one. Cheeky.
Mm, but not naughty. Mm. There's naughty kid names. I mean, Matthew's a naughty kid name. My, I've got a younger cousin named Matthew, and my mum actually openly says to her brother, you knew what you were getting into when you named him Matthew. She warned him. Mm. Statistically, I think we're naughty kids.
All right. Okay.
We grow up to be a bit better.
Do you?
When does that kick in?
You didn't know me when I was 8. There has been some growth.
I knew you when you were 18.
Mm.
You've mellowed a lot.
Yeah.
I hear that a lot.
It's what happens when you lose your soul. No, just joking.
When you got nothing to fight for, you don't fight.
No, no, no. I think you just realize arguing doesn't get you anywhere. Mm. So you just stop. Pick your battles.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Mm. Hurricane Ian in Florida.
Yep, it's bad.
Ian's an old man's name.
That's Ian true. Is.
Ian.
Would you like to meet my baby? What's its name? Its name is Ian. Baby Ian.
Little baby Ian.
Although we never thought that with George. Now George, baby George.
No. Mm-hmm. It'll come back around though, Ian. They always do.
Mm. Peaks and troughs.
Yeah. Haven't met any Stuarts in a while.
No, that's true. It's a very Scottish name. There'd be a few more over there, but yeah, it's not very common.
I'm meeting a lot. I never used to have Finlay, which is my son's name. There was no Finlays, and now there's heaps at the school, and I couldn't work out why. Yeah. And Mum's like, really? You have no idea. I was like, no, there's heaps of Finlays. Why? She's like, because it's an Irish name, Irish Roman Catholics. Mm-hmm. You've sent your kid to a Catholic school. I went, oh, yeah.
I just liked it because it sounded cool.
Yeah, there's a few, there's a lot of redheads, a lot of Irish redheads.
Mm-hmm. A lot of fights, a lot of Guinness.
All righty, let's get into the podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
High Church in Fortitude Valley, Brisbane's most unique wedding and event space.
At B105, we're getting ready for Brisbane's biggest wedding.
B105's Brisbane's wedding.
Yeah, it happened yesterday. We get so many requests saying, oh, I'd really like to get married. You know, it got postponed through the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Some people multiple times.
Yes.
So they just wanted to actually get married, make it legal. But when you're doing that, you forget how nervous you still get just for that.
Yeah, there was a lot of sweaty palms.
High Church Fortitude Valley, Brisbane's most unique wedding and event venue. You can see all the photos from there. They put on an amazing spread yesterday.
Yeah, it's gorgeous, right in the valley. But that chapel is just perfect.
It's beautiful.
Okay, so you're going to hear the weddings next.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
This is the lead up to the day. How were the brides going when you first got there?
Yeah, they were getting hair and makeup. It was nice how supportive of each other. Every time someone got dressed, it's like, oh my God, I love that dress. Mm. And everyone could do what they wanted. Mm. So it was quite unique.
Here we go. Here's how it all went. Have our grooms and groomettes for this. 30 minutes and the ceremonies begin.
Oh, really?
Currently, we're waiting on 3 grooms.
Dun, dun, dun. We'll add that in later.
6 brides haven't turned up, so...
Uh-oh.
Did you come with your partner?
No, separately.
You're confident she's going to be there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely, she'll be there.
I'm a little bit nervous. I feel like I'm a bit underdressed.
My partner's parents weren't too happy, nor was my dad. But my mum's over the moon, so look, they can just get what they get.
Yeah, meant to be married like 2 years ago, but they shut the borders, so I couldn't go back for my own wedding.
Hopefully, today goes off without a hitch. You're here. Mm. You're not locked down anywhere?
No, not yet.
All right.
I'm feeling fine. You're feeling fine?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
My nervous tummy's been like flipping around and I've been screwing up my words all morning. Like, he is so calm. Like, I think it's a bit rude. Like, how calm he is.
A little bit nervous.
Why are we nervous?
You know, 5 years we've been together and engaged. We've got a little kid together. We, you know, it's nice to finally get married. But, you know, nerves come with it.
Yeah.
The fact that I'm getting married, which is just crazy still to me. I think it'll be crazy until I actually walk down the aisle for sure.
Kelly and Brittany, how are you feeling?
Nervous. Very. It's like the second time in 2 weeks because I'm a Parramatta fan. So last Friday, drank about 2 litres of water, dry mouth. Same thing now.
What a week for you.
Yeah. Massive.
It could be the perfect week.
Exactly right.
Oh.
Fingers crossed.
We've got my dash hound a little tuxedo, and after the ceremony today, we're going to meet up with family and have family photos with our little dash hound. Like, I'm so excited. My grandparents are going to bring him, so, oh, I'm so excited.
Why are the police out the front of the wedding venue?
You know, they heard rumours that we were here. You know, we do have a reputation.
No, I'm sure it's completely unrelated and not related at all to the 2 missing grooms either.
Such high expectations with previous weddings in the family, and it's just not us.
Whose idea was it to do it this way?
My partner applied. I came right from work. She's like, we're getting married in a month. I was like, okay, let's do it.
You're going to make a good husband.
He made a promise to my mum that She would be there on our wedding day, but my mum passed away last year. So this is like excited, nervous and scared. I'm going to trip over my dress.
All right, ceremony starts in 3 minutes.
That gives us 2 minutes to find two men.
Minute for each man, minute to spare.
We're a new farm.
Plenty of men around here.
We'll be fine. We'll be fine.
Will we be? Will we be fine?
We were worried.
We were a bit concerned. Yeah.
So also too, what had happened there was Nick. Who was one of the wedding planners, made a big mistake.
Huge what mistake. Happened? Well, he had the phone numbers and he was looking for the gentleman, so he
said, oh, my God, the phone numbers were the females, weren't they?
She's smart.
Yeah, because, oh, so yeah, because I did all the paperwork and I know that all the brides are the ones that apply generally, so I had all their phone numbers only, so we didn't confuse it.
So they all got a text message about 20 minutes out saying, hey, mate, you're good, can't find you, need to start the ceremony soon, just letting you know, just starting to get a little worried. Where I,
and then the brides are like, what?
What? It's just me, what?
So Nick's like, what do I do? And we're like, just text back, sorry, wrong
number. What a coincidence. You're getting married today too.
All right, find out, did all the couples make it to the altar? It's next.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
High Church in Fortitude Valley, Brisbane's most unique wedding and event space.
At B105, we're getting ready for Brisbane's biggest wedding.
B105's Bris Vegas Wedding.
So it happened yesterday. You guys were with the groom and the groomettes.
Yes.
When I was with the brides getting ready, you were a little bit concerned that two weren't going to show up.
Mm-hmm. Because they hadn't shown up?
No. No, it wasn't.
Yeah. Because they weren't there. And let's just say it was a beautiful day was put on. High Church Fortitude Valley did an amazing job with the venue. Thank you to Kelly from I Flourish Beauty Co. as well for hair and makeup. Inner Bloom, the florist, the Brunswick Hotel, who put some drinks on for the grooms and groomettes, Cakes by Judy C and Bing Lee for the wedding gifts. No stone was unturned.
No, certainly. Well, I saw one and I turned it just to be safe.
Mm. And you did an amazing job.
You did a fantastic job.
Seeing you in action as a celebrant was actually wonderful to watch.
It was a bit different for me though.
Mm. Yeah.
Because normally you do a big ceremony and you write something personal to each person. So to just do the legal side was really like, oh, is that it? You know, so my favourite moment, though, is everyone's favourite moment, right? Mm-hmm. Which is when you see them walk into the room talking about the bride and then the groom's face.
Mm-hmm.
And just having him in, like, that emotion. I just don't think you ever see guys like that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you do in the delivery room, but I'm just, you know, too busy doing other stuff then.
So selfish. So selfish.
All right, here we go. This is how the ceremony played out.
Always got the love, always got the love when it's me and you. Yeah, yeah. Always got the love, always got the love when it's me and you.
We have Gemma Michelle Bailey and Nat Lindsay Malone, Lisa Michelle and Gavin Brent Rumble, Angela Beckham and Alfred McDonald, Melissa Jane Young and Brittany Pearl Nicholas. My name is Abby Coleman and I'm duly authorised by law to solemnise marriages according to the law. Before you are joined in marriage in my presence and in the presence of everyone here today, I am to remind you of the serious and binding nature of the relationship in which you're now about to enter. Marriage according to the law in Australia is a union of two people to the exclusion of all others voluntarily entered into for life. So you sure?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Hell yes.
You happy?
Yep, happy.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Hey, Mum and Dad. They're going to get married.
Absolutely.
Yes. Are you sure?
Maybe.
Come on, are you sure?
Yes.
There had to be one, didn't they? There had to be one.
You want to go through with this?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Positive.
Yes, definitely.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yes.
There was a pause. You're like, what are you asking me? Timothy, are you sure?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Call upon the people here present
to witness that I, Belinda,
I, Tamara Marie,
Crystal Ann,
I, Darren Edward,
I, Mark Lee,
thank you, Amanda,
thank you, Kellyanne Jones,
Alina Nellie Marsman,
Kyle John Nelson,
to be my lawfully wedded husband,
to be my lawfully wedded husband,
to be my lawfully wedded wife,
to be my lawful wedded wife.
How long have you guys been together for?
Nearly 20 years.
11 years.
11 years, so rushing into it.
Yes.
Yes, if you want to sweat rings. Have we got the rings?
Do we want burger rings or
Gummy lifesavers.
Gummy lifesavers.
Told
you. Do you guys have tissues?
No, sorry. Okay. Strangely, I've got one, but I think it's you.
No, I don't. Okay, okay.
You're normally a crier, or is it just a... It's a pretty big day, isn't it?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
He actually pushed the mic away like I'm on A Current Affair, and I love that about you.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. You can kiss. You guys can now kiss.
Are you going to kiss the bride?
You're now husband and wife. That's it. Husband and wife. I now pronounce you wives. Good news is, after 13 years, I can now pronounce you officially husband and wife. Husband and wife! I now pronounce you wives!
So you may now play tonsil hockey.
Do we have the wrong groom stand up? Oh, no.
I've been to more weddings today than I have in my whole life.
That's a good point. Me too, mate.
I'm
me
56.
Too.
Hi, family. We love you. Let's go.
Woo! So, so happy.
Hey, guys. We're married.
Yay! In all the love and the happiness now.
And we're finally married. Woo!
See all the beautiful couples, all the photos, the video, the live stream is still up on the Facebook page.
A lot of love.
A lot.
Do you want to do more?
No.
No.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Is it legal?
These are their stories.
No, it's not.
Oh.
No, I've got a bad boy reputation. I know that.
No, you don't.
I have a bad boy reputation among some circles, not here. And I have been in trouble with the law in the past.
If you call yourself a bad boy, I don't reckon you're a bad boy.
My mum says I'm a bad boy.
Is that when you're playing Dungeons and Dragons and you're like the naughty one?
Yes. It's also like...
I'm the thief.
Are you?
I'm a nice guy.
Yeah,
you're never a nice guy.
If you don't keep telling people you're a nice guy, you're not. Just be nice.
I am nice!
I'm a nice guy. Come on. Yeah, no, watch yourself.
Yeah, definitely. So, though, I think I might be breaking the law by accident because I take my dog to the dog park of an afternoon and I like to throw a ball for him because he's a border collie. He loves to chase stuff. He'll chase a ball till he's blue in the face. But the chucker was giving me a sore shoulder because I really like to give some stank on it, you know, get like 50, 60 metres.
Do you, bad boy.
I do because I'm such a bad boy with my bad dog.
Your chucker, that's the big plastic.
Big plastic thing. And it's got the little thing on the bottom so you can just stick the ball back to it and then fling it again.
Whee!
Yeah. But my shoulder was getting, and yeah, because I'm an old bad boy. My shoulder was getting a bit, dicky. And then I was walking out and I remembered I was walking past the cupboard and I was like, oh, I've got a baseball bat. I got it from Dreamworld when they had zombies and it's a zombie protection bat years ago.
Yes, we went down there.
And I thought, how much more fun would that be? So now I take the baseball bat and I hit the baseball for Gus and he chases
it. Embarrassingly threw the ball and then missed?
This is a replay of how it goes. Vroom, woomph, woomph,
strike,
woomph,
strike,
tink, that'll keep me going for another 10 minutes, and I'm getting better, because I'm doing it every day, but then someone mentioned, because I drive him to the dog park, because I tire him out so much he can't walk home, I've got the baseball bat in my car, and then I just leave it in the car, and I've got a baseball bat in my car, and someone said to me that you shouldn't do that, because that is a weapon. And you can get arrested or fined for carrying a concealed weapon.
Well, anything
can
be a weapon. I thought it was your intent.
Right.
Like, I mean, if I'm a chef and I've got my knives in the boot, I'm going to work.
I think they'd be all right in the boot, but if they were in your passenger...
they still are. Like, I'm going to work.
Yeah.
If I'm going to go and stab someone.
Yeah.
Well, there is that myth. They always say if you've got a baseball bat, you have to have a baseball with you.
That's what I thought.
Because then you say, well, I'm just off to the park.
Yeah.
But they say it's 2 a.m. and you've got a balaclava with you as
That's
well.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's
you can
how
still
we play
get,
baseball.
Yeah, you can still get dumped for that because it's like the intent. Do you have? Don't you have any balls? You have balls as well, though.
I have one ball, and a baseball bat. Well, I'm not sure. I don't know if that is or not. And me being a bad boy... I want to check.
Jim Keogh, he's a former top cop.
He's our favourite cop.
He was on Gold Coast Cops. He's the big guy. Brought down the bikies too. Mm. Jim, great to have you back on the show, mate.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning,
Jim. You're used to bad men. So how does Stav rate on the bad men rectum?
Oh, dear. On his way to the Field of Dreams.
My favourite film, Jim.
Look, I could well imagine. Well, as far as an offence, a Weapons Act offence goes, having the baseball bat in the car, with all the good intentions under the sun to go down and hit the ball for the poor little puppy, creates no offence. You don't really need a ball or a glove. You know, if you were going to a baseball training session, you're taking your bat. That's understandable. That's justifiable. Mm-hmm. So really, as a weapon goes, no. But Dave, like you say, you do have that bad boy history, and you know, the fact that they refer to you as the baseball bat bandit doesn't really help your cause much, I've got to tell you.
I hear you. Change it to a cricket bat and I'll be fine.
Oh, mate, the guy at the 7-Eleven still getting counselling. So what do you do? Don't take it back in there. But as far as a weapon goes, leave it in the car, yeah. Take it only to the park and try and hit the ball. You might be better off actually with a tennis racket. And try and hit the ball for the little puppy and you create no offence. Okay. But use it only for those purposes.
Does that mean that if you pulled over a car and there was, say, you know, $500,000 worth of drugs in it and a baseball bat, would you charge him for the baseball bat, or you'd be like, oh no, he's a drug dealer who likes to play baseball?
Well, yeah, it would be hard to explain insofar as the baseball bat linked to the money, but still creates no offence unless he comes out swinging, of course. But the money, well, that's a totally different kettle of fish, and like you would have seen on Gold Coast Cops, that was a one-way street if you had that sort of money to the watch house.
Yeah. I mean, it depends if it's got blood on it as well. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's a lot of stuff other involved.
I did whack a whole bunch of nails on the baseball bat just for texture.
Yeah.
Look, I could. I mean, it still didn't help you hit the ball, I can imagine. Oh, my God.
It'd be like remembering
funniest home videos.
Yes, it is. Good, Jim.
Remembering your time, Jim, issuing a fine that people were like, oh, I didn't know I could get fined for that. Has there been one that's stuck in your mind?
Yeah, there are people. Actually, strangely enough, people carrying knives.
Oh, yeah.
Was a big thing, you know. And people used to carry knives, and they used to have a paring knife or whatever they wanted to. And they said, oh, that was no offence. Well, it was an offence to carry the knife in a public place. And so what happens, these legislative changes come in and the people aren't really kept up to speed with them. And next minute they get a fine. But ignorance of the law is no excuse.
No, ignorance is not a defence. Yes.
So you can't have a pocket knife on you when you're out and about?
No. No weapons at all. And certainly the knives, and with good reason, have been outlawed. You know, we see so many different knife situations. And they only look a couple of nights ago at Cooperoo, the attempted carjacking of the Matilda.
Yeah.
They produced a knife.
Yeah.
So those guys, if pulled over by the police in possession of that knife, it would have been curtains for them.
Yeah.
What if I've got a Stanley knife in my pocket?
No,
you're not allowed.
It's a weapon.
No.
But what if you were like a tradie, might have a Stanley knife in his pocket in between jobs?
That's right. Well, the onus is on you to indicate why you have it. And certainly a tradie there, where he has cause to use the Stanley knife, would have justification. But the mere fact the Stanley knife sitting beside you on the passenger seat of the car with no other tools...
That's
not a winner,
it's
that
It's something
one.
Out of context. Yeah. I tried to get through the airport security with a knife. I didn't realise I had it in the bag because my son liked to cut up the apples.
What do you need a machete to cut an apple up? Jim Keogh, thank you very much for your time this morning, buddy. Let's open the phones here. Did you get fined for something that you didn't know was illegal? 13-10-60, maybe a traffic offence of some sort.
Is that one of, you know, if you park your car in the wrong direction of a street?
Yeah.
Or if you park over your own driveway?
Hey, Aaron in Bing Lee, what happened to you?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good.
So I got fined for distraction and disorderly for falling asleep at the wheel and rolling my car.
Oh, Aaron, that is so freaky.
I know. It was just a micro nap, and police arrived on the scene probably 2-3 minutes after it happened, and then they said what happened, and I told them what happened, and they fined me for distraction and disorderly and 2 demerit points.
Oh. Yeah, because it's your responsibility, isn't it, if you're feeling tired to not drive or to take the rest?
Yeah, like, I mean, I had an 8-hour sleep prior to the morning of the crash, and they fined me for distraction and disorderly.
I knew they always say, like, don't drive tired because you'll have a crash, but I didn't realize you'd get a fine on top of the crash that you just had for falling asleep at the wheel.
Yeah.
Wow.
Aaron, do they do they obviously do alcohol like testing, like they do
breathalyzer.
Yeah, breathalyzer there.
Yeah, they breathalyzed me. The drug tested me, came up all negative, and they still fined me in the end for it. Unfortunately,
Do they ever check your phone? Okay. I always wonder with people being so distracted, do they check your like the location of your phone or history of it, Aaron, just to see whether you had text at that time. Mm.
They did also ask me that if I had used my mobile phone prior to the crash, and I said no because I just left my house 200 meters down the road from my house. I had that crash, and my phone was at home.
Oh, right. Wow. Seems weird, like it's an involuntary thing falling out of the vehicle and the driver because you were.
Something like that, yeah, even though my partner was in the driver's seat.
That's so you're ridiculous. Not allowed to pump fuel.
I don't know. I topped the fine. It was 2 demerit points on my P's. It was half my license gone. I was 20 at the time, and I didn't think to fight it in court or anything. And, yeah, I've always thought about it since, and I thought it was a bit absurd to this day.
Mm. We might have to look into that one a bit deeper.
Because back in the day, my parents used to get us to do it.
Yeah. Well, I know. I think you have to be 16 to pump fuel is also a thing.
Yeah, but he was saying he is. So. Yeah. So what's... Mm.
Well, but that's bizarre. If your girlfriend, who was on her opens, was sitting in the driver's seat.
It might have been the fact that I was driving a Commodore.
Oh, yeah.
You're going with the stereo. Was that lowered as well, Joel?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
How crazy is that, though? Wow. Well, there's that one, we were talking about this in the meeting this morning, of if you're in your car intoxicated, sleeping, and you've got your keys on you, apparently you can still get fined for being in the vehicle because you might operate.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Mm. That's what I've heard too, whether that's 100%. Mm.
So I thought they just had to be out of the ignition.
So I heard they had to be.
I heard if they're even on you. So if you want to have a nap in your car, you throw your keys away.
No, but what about if you're in the passenger seat? You're in the passenger seat, the keys are off. Because wasn't there that big story about that girl that got off with it?
Yeah, see, I don't know. Like I said, it's... what I've heard.
A long time ago too, so it's fuzzy.
Isabel, what didn't you know was illegal? What'd you get fined for?
So I was at the airport with my dad and I didn't know I had my pencil case in my carry-on and they took away my scissors from me.
Isabel, you're a bad, bad girl.
You are bad. How old are you?
I'm 10.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you weren't allowed to bring scissors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, especially when you're like, they're paper scissors, and they're like, still, it's a weapon.
My dad was so embarrassed. Was he?
They always give you that option, you know, when they confiscate it, and you go, oh, but it's really important. They're like, you're allowed to go back out, and you're allowed to post it to yourself, and that's why they have a post box out the front of the airport.
Did you do that with your scissors, Isabel? Were they very important scissors? No.
I never knew that was an option.
Oh.
When we got back, we have to go to the shops to get my school scissors back.
Good on you, Isabel. I didn't know that you could post it to yourself.
Oh, that's what they were saying when I had some. They're like, oh, you can go and get it, yeah.
Hey, these narcotics, what would you like to do?
Well, that's what I'm supposed to
post them to your house.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I reckon I've come across stubborn people before. My mum's stubborn. Her mum is stubborn. Like, I'm used to stubborn people. I've never heard my mum say the word sorry either.
Mm, unless she hasn't heard you properly. Sorry?
No, even then.
Even then.
I think pardon? She'll go, yeah, pardon me, is what we always say in our house. No, she doesn't ever say I'm sorry.
Didn't quite catch that.
And then I'll go, you never say sorry. She'll go, oh, well, what is it to be that about? It's like she won't even say the word. Well, if I was, I would say it. If there was a need for me to say it, I would say it. So I'm used to it, right? But I have just met the ultimate stubbornness. And it happened last night at about 1 o'clock in the morning. And I know that, Maddie, you've got your little Eden, who you always say is stubborn as well.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, because it was a big day yesterday.
Massive day
and
then for you especially.
I went to a hosting gig last night, which was amazing, for Emma Carey at Town Hall. And then I came home a little bit late and Koa, our youngest, who's 3.5, was already in bed. So you're like, oh, win. Mm. I didn't see him at all. So I went in and just saw him and he's asleep and he's so cute. And I was like, oh, I love you when you're asleep.
You didn't wake him, did you?
No, I didn't wake him.
Oh, okay, good.
And then he normally comes into our room in the middle of the night and we don't care because we've given up on parenting and he's so cute because he's younger. So he just comes in and snuggles in between us. And we're like, oh, that's so cute. And he normally goes, love you, Dad, love you, Mum, go to sleep. Fine. Last night he came in and he wanted a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no worries. So I got him a water bottle. Now, I just don't know at what age it kicks in that you just, like, you know when you kind of go, we desperately want sleep and kids fight sleep. And he desperately wanted water, right, because he was so thirsty, he kept saying. And I gave him a water bottle. And it wasn't the right water bottle. And I'm like, if you're thirsty, you will drink.
What, wrong colour?
It was the wrong water bottle. And I was like, what water bottle do you want, right? So I got up and Scotty's like, mate, if you want a water bottle, you'll have it. Massive tantrum crying about this water bottle. So I was like, don't give in to terrorists. You don't negotiate with terrorists. Mm-hmm. Although 1 a.m, you're probably thinking about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then I lined up another water bottle and that water bottle was wrong. Oh, I got a cup and that cup was wrong. I had them all lined up in the kitchen so desperate to just get sleep. And I'm like, if you are thirsty, you will drink. I've given him an option of drinking out of the tap. And I was like, what water bottle do you want? Now he's trying to explain to me a water bottle that we forgot at a park in Toowoomba a year ago.
Isn't that always the way? Yeah.
It's 1 a.m.
It's a quick drive at 1 a.m, though.
Yeah, no traffic.
No one around.
And then it's downhill on the way home.
Straight up that range.
Yeah. It's a thirsty drink. You know?
Yeah.
And like you desperately want to sleep and they fight sleep and you just can't get your head around it and you're negotiating with a 3.5-year-old and this is ridiculous. And Scotty was like, just throw him outside. I'm like, you know what? It looks bad for the neighbours, mate. He's having a tantrum and I was going, this is just ridiculous. And I'm trying to give him a lecture about being grateful about having water because there are kids that don't have water in
Classic.
The world. But they don't care.
No.
It went on for 2.5 hours.
Have you? I've had this one. Oh, it
and
hasn't got any
funnily
ice.
Enough, 2.5 hours would have been the return trip to Toowoomba.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong. If you had any idea where the water bottle was, I would have done it. Yeah.
We didn't.
What'd you end up doing?
I gave him everything drink and then he didn't want to drink and then he went into his room and was crying again. Then I had to go and get him and apparently I didn't pat him right.
Oh my gosh.
So I eventually just like shut the door. And then came back and shut our door. But you could just hear it and you feel bad for the neighbours, but not bad enough.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's just, you just go, I just don't. Like, and I remember our eldest was such a difficult eater. And I went to the doctors once with it. And this was an older doctor, right? And he's like, just don't feed him for 10 days. And I was a new mum and I was like, what? And he's like, just don't feed him for 10 days. And I was like, what do you mean? They're like, if he's hungry, he'll eat. And I was like, I don't, that's terrible advice. I can't ever go to that. But I see now what he was meaning. Where he's like, if you keep pandering to them, they're going to be like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's stubborn, mate. I've met my match.
Where do you think he gets it?
Scotty.
Yeah,
Scotty's pretty stubborn.
Yeah, he's pretty
getting
hectic.
He always gets his own way.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he? He's a tyrant in that household, really, isn't he?
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
We're getting ready for Brisbane's biggest wedding.
B105's Bris Vegas wedding.
It happened yesterday at High Church. Thank you to all the couples that came. I was so nervous before. I think they were nervous. You guys were hanging out with the grooms before.
They were packing it.
It's a big moment. When you become a husband and wife or husbands or wives.
I think I'd thought maybe because of the way they'd chosen to get married.
That
it wouldn't be a big deal. But they really took it very seriously. A lot of the couples didn't see each other the night before. They had holiday stays for the next few days in town, all that kind of thing. It was their wedding days.
You have to think about it. A lot of them hadn't got married and been together for 17 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you've had 17 years to think about it.
So we were at the Brunswick Hotel. We were having a couple of coldies. And all the girls were back at High Church getting ready. There was a moment at the Brunswick where we were like, there was going to be an upset bride. And you'll hear that after 8 o'clock this morning. It was a bit panic, let's just say.
Okay.
Yeah. A bit of stress. Yeah, bit of stress. So we had another coldie and that sort of evened things out a little bit.
Also on the day, though, you dressed as Elvis.
I did.
You had a very important job.
Did I? I was Elvis because it was a Bris Vegas wedding and in Vegas, Elvis famously marries a lot of people every day. My sister got married by a person of small stature, Elvis, there. So I was Elvis and I took it upon myself to say the immortal, you may now kiss the bride, because that's the best part. That's the part that everybody likes, right? But I made a bit of an issue for myself because I did it the first time and that was cool. And I thought, well, I'm Elvis, I'll mix it up. And then I changed it for the second one. And then I realized I got 25 of these bad boys. And by the end, I'm not even sure what I said by the end of it.
He grabbed his phone and I was like, what are you doing with your phone? Like, we're doing ceremonies, mate. Like, what's so important? And I saw him Googling ways to say
other words
kiss.
For kiss. I was like, I've done this one, I've done that one, I've done this one, I've done that
and then
one.
He goes,
I'm out.
I love it. My favorite, and you will hear this. I have to go, you go. What's first base again? And I was like, oh my God, do we have to go through this?
What,
like,
is first base? Is that just kissing?
Yeah, well, that's what he was saying. And I'm like, yeah, it's kissing. Mm. I mean, it depends what year you're in.
Yeah, and, you know, who you are, I guess. Everyone's first base.
It's, but different. It is, it's kissing.
That's right. So I was right.
Mm. And second base is a little grab, right? A little bit of touching.
Can we just... Above clothes touching, I believe, is second.
That's a break for another day. You're right. Okay, so this was Stav dressed as Elvis. You and I were standing beside each other, and he did take it so seriously. You wouldn't have seen this because you were doing the ceremony, but he had his little red Elvis scarf on.
Yeah.
So every time it was just about ready for him to say it, he would adjust his scarf.
Oh, it's time for him to shine,
and
mate.
Then push me to the side, like, get out of my way. I'm about to do my Elvis.
Yeah.
So this is a montage of all the Elvis moments.
I don't even know what I say.
As the couple kiss. Here we go.
I now pronounce you husband and wife.
You may kiss the bride. You may patch the bride. You may now kiss the bride and put a little tongue in it and swirl it around a little in there. You may now give that girl a little smoochy smooch. That's a big one. That's a big one. Obviously an Elvis fan. You may now snog on. I get your snog on. You may now play tonsil hockey. We'll give her a little smoochy smoochy. Touch your lips. And you may now tongue wrestle. You may touch lips. Patch that stash. Get it on with your mouth. You may take her on a bead ride. You're out on first base. Start getting to the heavy petting. Get it on with your face holes. Do consensual stuff to each other.
Well, you're not going to kiss. You got to kiss. Go to kiss. Kiss.
Kiss him. Kiss, 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 kiss him.
Get it on with your bad selves. Touch each other's lips in a sensual manner. Give that cutie a smoochie. Swap some spit. You guys can go ahead and have sex.
Yeah.
Was that the last one?
Yeah, I ran out, buddy. I was like, just go and have sex. You're married.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Give me fuel.
Woo! Fuel is through the roof, and it has been for quite some time. But remember, it was kind of like an election promise where the outgoing government was like, hey, we're going to keep it low for like 6 months. Mm. And then it was like, they're gone. They don't care about it anymore.
We should have voted them in, everyone. It's
our own
fault.
But it wasn't
going
to do any different. It was still expensive. You know, when you're like, oh, we've put a cap on it. It's like, no, like, pay half, bro. But it is.
Why do the oil blokes just take a bit of a hit for once?
Oh, they've done all these stats now as well, saying that it's proof that service stations are ripping us off.
Mm.
You know, it's like, it's so, I would find it so, like, such a coincidence before a public holiday when petrol goes up.
Mm.
Wow, that's so weird, don't you think?
Oil especially prices, with mate. Oil prices.
Yeah, but with Easter, it's aligned. It's like, what a coincidence.
Oil has double time and a half too on
public
holidays.
Yeah. It's really like religious holiday.
But they reckon with the taking away of the excise, which happened last night, that it could jump as high as 43 cents today in some places, which is quite a big jump.
Yeah.
But they did say if they kept the excise for even another 6 months, it would cost the government $30 billion. So it's kind of like,
yeah, we pay for it in the end anyway, don't we? Really?
That's what they're saying for, like, inflation to go out. We need to lower our spending on things like essentials, like food and petrol. And you're like, can't we just lower it on luxury goods? And then inflation will go down. Because they're the two things that you kind of go, people have to work.
Mm.
And if you're now going, oh, wait a minute, I won't go to work for a day because I can't afford it, and you got the tolls, it's very expensive.
You can't water down fuel either, can you?
Let's try today and see how we go.
See, like, how shampoo, your car likes
like,
it.
Like shampoo.
You know, like when you got a quarter of a shampoo bottle and you put water in it, and then that lasts for like another month.
If you could get everyone's little bit of petrol at the bottom of their tank, like they put bits of soap and put it together to make one full tank, that'd be nice. But you can't. You can't do that.
Did anyone go and fill up yesterday before? Because I was meaning to, but then I sort of forgot.
I'm an idiot. I've noticed I have to fill up today.
Good luck with that.
That makes me so excited that the fuel watch man is stuffed up.
I know.
What is it? What's the best option that we've got this morning?
Well,
and can you also give diesel?
I'm on Fuel Spy, Petrol Spy, by the way. It's a website, petrolspy.com.au. From what I can see on the north side, cheapest is at Newmarket, 7-Eleven, $1.79.5.
It's on my way home.
Oh, yeah? Nice. Dutton Park is $1.87.9. At the Puma, that seems to be the cheapest over there. But I'm just sort of, that's just looking in the sort of city area at the moment. But everything's pretty similar.
It doesn't have diesel prices as well.
So that's for unleaded. Let me get a bit of diesel on. Do you want premium diesel or just?
Oh, I don't know. I thought diesel. There's just one option when I go.
That's 17 fuels these days.
Vin diesel.
Do you ever use the quick pour?
Diesel.
The quick
diesel.
One?
Yeah, that's fun, isn't it?
Are you allowed to use that? High flow?
High flow diesel.
Never heard.
Yeah, it's for like big trucks and stuff like that. Faster. But you know, if I put on a big truggy voice, sometimes I feel like I can use it.
Depends how big your hole is.
Can I? Have you checked out mine?
I'll go have a look at your hole.
Look at my hole and tell me.
Well, you just see if it fits in, and if it doesn't, then it's the wrong hole.
Yeah. Right? No, they're all the same. I thought.
No, some of the high flows are bigger because they're four trucks. So I've tried to whack a high flow in mine.
Oh, how embarrassing! Yeah. And it didn't fit.
It didn't fit.
Your hole was too small.
That's what you're going to say, aren't you?
Isn't that true? Like the diesel nozzle won't fit into a petrol hole.
No, people have done it before, but it has that diesel on there. Like it actually has, this is a diesel, like little cap. Yeah. So you can put it
but
through.
Diesel holes should be square. So like those kids games, you know, and then you're just trying to put the round thing in a square hole. It doesn't go. And then you never have that.
When I was working at a car service, the amount of people that would put petrol into their diesel.
Well, with my idea, that would never happen.
That's a great idea. Mm.
The other thing that shocked me about it when everyone was talking about it is at any given time, we only ever have, and this they seem to think this is enough, we only ever have 5 days' worth of reserve fuel if anything goes wrong, which doesn't sound like a lot to me.
No.
You know? Like if you're having a party and I'm coming, you'd probably buy maybe 3 cartons instead of the one. I don't think 5 days worth of petrol is going to cut the mustard. You know,
it's going to be gift cards now, isn't it? You know, you give gift cards.
Yeah, you can do
petrol gift cards. Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Or just rock up to a party with a jerry can. Got your present.
Ooh, laddie does. Someone's doing well.
Right?
Yeah. Acacia Ridge has got diesel at the 7-Eleven for $1.98.9.
$1.98?
Yes. That's the cheapest, by the way. Sherwood has got it for the same price there.
I'm going to be working from home, guys.
I'm getting the bike out of retirement.
Yeah. Yep. There we go. So good luck, everyone. Mm. I mean, there's no good news in this.
No.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I don't know about you guys, but don't you get to a certain age where you go, all right, my friend's bank is full. I don't need any more friends. I've got all the friends I need for the rest. I'm not taking any more applicants, please. You might be nice, but you're not getting into the circle.
Like the Australian borders. They're shut because we're full.
Exactly.
What about if one pops off? Have you got enough friends now?
Oh,
is that what you mean?
That's a good point. If someone pops off, do you replace them?
I'm just saying now you're getting older.
Yeah.
Or if you cut a friend out, like, you know, you get a friend who becomes toxic.
Mm.
Can you get them out and get one more in?
I always think there's always room.
Always room for one more?
Hmm.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Like
it's time management.
A train in Japan, you know? You don't think they're going to fit more in, but they kick them in there, don't they?
That is my idea of a living hell, to be fair. Well, there's a new gang member joining a very, very famous group of people who've been around for years, and I hope she fits in. The M&Ms have got a new M&M, a new spokes candy, as they call them.
And when I first heard this, I got really excited.
Did you?
Right?
Yep.
And I thought they were talking about a new M&M song.
Right.
And then when you realise the big hoo-ha is about a chocolate.
Not M&M.
Yeah.
Well, technically there's still a new M&M song because the spokes candy, the purple spokes candy, who is there to help more people feel like they belong, she's made a debut with a song. And the song is available on iTunes and Spotify if you want to download
it. I mean, it's great
it.
Marketing.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Get my SoundCloud, bro.
This is a big thing because she's a female or she doesn't say she's a female.
No, she is a female, but she's not the first female M&M.
No, she's not. What about the green one? The green one's always been a female, hasn't she?
Yeah, they removed her. There was controversy a few years ago when they removed her high heels and put her in comfy boots.
Was her high heels offending people?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or did they just presume that the high heels were offending people? We can't anticipate offendingness. You can't, though, you know?
No, you can't. No.
Well, I'm offended for the people who might be offended. That's how the world works now.
Well,
are you offended? No, well, I'm offended that you might be offended.
And do you know what? I'll look for someone who possibly could be offended.
I'm not offended. You're offended. Are you sure you're not offended? Can we
Could
be
I
offended?
Make you offended?
Yeah, I'd appreciate it.
What about if I put lipstick on her? That would offend you, wouldn't it?
If you could be offended, that'd give me something to fill my day with.
Sure. And here's the other thing, though, too, with it. Yeah, she's there and she's hanging out with all the other M&Ms and, you know, in all the ads, and she's got the song. We'll play a little bit of the song in a sec. She's not going into the bags of chocolate.
The peanut one.
The purple.
Right.
Yeah.
Why? Because they haven't got the food dye?
Don't know. They're not putting her in the bag. So
she's so powerful they don't want to eat her?
Maybe. I don't know what the thinking is because everyone, when they did a vote in the 90s, they said, what colour would you like to see? And everyone said purple and they went, cool, put it in the bags for a short time and then took it out again. So everyone's like, well, if it's coming back, put it in the bag.
Look, well done to the marketing department because we're talking about it and it's a chocolate.
Mm. Do you not like chocolate? You seem very against the chocolate.
Just don't want a spokesperson for everything that is supposed to be good in the world to be a chocolate that you eat. Like, I think there is a lot of inspirational people out there.
Mm.
We don't need to invent a chocolate to be.
Oh, no, Abby's offended.
Oh, she is. She's offended by the purple lemon. It's like she thinks she's going to take her
gigs. I don't want at school to go, you know, like, who's an inspiration to you? Oh, like the purple M&M. I mean, she's not real and you can't eat her, but I just find that she's really inspirational and stands for everything that I want to be in life. You can't be a chocolate boy. I guess you can if you identify with that.
Yep. See, you painted yourself into a corner there, didn't you?
Yeah, no, good one. I support her.
That's it. I'm starting up a Facebook page that cancels Abby.
Join the others.
Do we want to hear a little bit of the song?
Yes, no. We want to hear the song. Let's play it in full.
I'm just gonna be me. I'm just gonna be me. Nothing else I can be but a purpley peanut-shaped chocolate candy.
She's really peanut-shaped.
Oh, hello.
It's a good song. It's like musical thing.
She's got pipes. You've got to give it up.
She does have a good set of lungs on her for someone that doesn't have a good set of lungs.
All right. There we go.
Get into it.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Fakes his way upfield. He's got some pace. Lewis, can he go all the way? Still getting it. That's wrong. Bobby Lewis has gone in.
Yeah, the king is in because you can watch the NRL Grand Final live 7:30 on 9 this Sunday. Great to have you in, buddy.
Yeah, good to be here. I'm all excited. Grand Final time every year.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty hard not to be, although it'd be nice if we could see a Queensland team taking part in the Grand Final.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Queensland team because we were just talking off air about the Cowboys.
Yep.
And I just wanted to know, like, when you go back and, you know, they look at it and they do the review and they're like, yes, you know, it was a bad call.
Yep.
Is there any sort of penalties or anything that happens? It's just like, oh, sorry.
No, well, there's nothing that that the team gets back. The referee, the one that comes up with a call, obviously they've got to have a judgment made, and the National Rugby League made sure that he wasn't in charge. He wasn't the one appointed for the grand final this week, so he is now in charge of the video review, which is up in the box. That'll give the referee some assistance if he asks for it. But for the players from North Queensland and everyone else that saw it, they basically said that ended our chances of playing in the grand final, and it was. It's very easy to be critical of referees. They've got a job that not too many people want. But that pass was so far forward. I remember hearing a bloke say, I don't go that far for holidays. It was that far forward. It was absolutely ridiculous. And asked the Cowboys, were they amused? No, they weren't.
No, they were not.
Interesting, though, you know, like a player on the field makes a head-high tackle. And whether it's on accident or on purpose, you know, they get a couple of weeks on the sideline.
Yep.
You would think that the referee should get some sort of a fine and maybe
sit out a match ban
or something.
Yeah, well, I think the penalty that he's got is not having the grand final, all the other referees want to find them, I think, is a little bit hard. They've got the toughest job in the world, without doubt. There's
Why don't we put the referee in the bin?
I think
if they get 10 in the bin, I'm sure there'll be a few players that will be volunteering their services to get 10 in the bin so they could let him know exactly what he thought.
But they're trying to do respect for the refs you know. So I know it is hard. I mean, especially with the whole crowd booing. You kind of, like, at that point, I guess they go, oh, yeah, maybe it was.
Yeah. Well, that game, of course, it was in Townsville. And I honestly thought when this bloke comes off the field, he's going to have to be looking towards the grandstand. There'll be things flying in his direction.
Yeah. And so we've got to ask, who's your pick for the weekend?
Look, I've probably... I'll stick with the Penny Panthers. Mm-hmm. I think they were certainly the most dominant, most in-control team that I've seen over the last couple of decades. Absolutely fantastic. Cleary, before he spent some time on the sideline through suspension, he was in career-best form and certainly to be able to take a message from his dad and put it into play on the field has been done without too many problems at all. Can Parramatta win it? Well, I guess they can, but I probably see the Penny Panthers as the one that most people are supporting at this stage.
Nathan Cleary, He's a freak. He's a like 23, isn't he? 24.
Mm. Yep.
And
he's still a youngish man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the one thing that I like watching about him is he's never in a bad mood. He never appears to be under enormous pressure. Mm. When things work, he simply goes back, assesses it, and goes about achieving success in a different way the next time. And quite honestly, if you ran a poll for the players that they do like in the opposition, he certainly would come to the fore on most occasions. He's a fantastic fella. His dad was a lovely bloke as well in his playing days, but he's the guy that certainly has been the backbone of Penrith's chances in this season.
Mm-hmm. He played great last week.
He did.
Mm.
We've been doing laps of Suncorp Stadium in the morning for a little bit of a walk. Mm. You've probably been asked this before, but, you know, we say good morning to you when we're down there.
You don't say anything back.
Yeah, you don't talk back.
I'm a dingo I am.
But I thought the other morning, did they take any moulds of you when they made your statue?
Yeah, I did. There's been a lot of people say that, you know, we think that's a different one. I said, well, it's been made claim that it is the same one. To me, it looks like there's been a little bit of an alteration. I had my hands tied up where I had the original plaster cast put on.
Wow. Yeah.
And that was for a few hours standing there, and then they sawed it off and went down the middle, and that's how they come up with those statues. So when that one was made, and I said, "You sure that's the same one?" And I was given an assurance from the Suncorp Stadium staff and the boss Alan Graham that it was the same.
Right.
I went and stood beside it, and it's obviously shrunk a little bit because I'm about 2 inches taller, I think.
Yeah, that's what we were. Yeah. I mean, it's pole position.
Yeah,
it's
his bum's got bigger as well on that one. And his guts have got a little bit too much fat around his stomach.
Are you saying you think the statue that originally went in, the one that is there now, is not the same?
Oh, I don't know. I've got no idea. I asked questions about it and was given an assurance by the Suncorp bosses, Alan Graham, that it is the same one. And certainly by the people that were looking after it, where they stored it, while the new Suncorp Stadium was being put together. When it came out, they said it is the same one. So I'm good mates with Alan, and I certainly have accepted his explanation.
Would you be willing for us just to go down and do a measurement by measurement?
What do you mean? Measuring.
What cast did they take?
You wouldn't need much, I can tell you.
Wally, always a pleasure, mate. Thanks for stopping in.
Good idea, mate. Thanks.
Go and check it out. The NRL Grand Final. It's going to be a big one. 7:30 on 9 this Sunday.
Brisbane wakes up with Staff, Abby and Matt on B105.